Welcome to my monthly Just Friggin' Do It episode. And if you are just tuning in to my podcast, I do a monthly series that is the first Friday of every month that talks about something that I just friggin' did. But today is going to be different. It is going to be about something one of my students did, because I think that her experience is so worth sharing, and that we can all learn from it. And so it's a teaching lesson, as well as a just frigging do it. Cause, I love sharing when somebody holds off doing something and then finally decides to do it. And that's what this series is all about, really. Usually I'm the one doing the things. And I will tell you that I was going to do a completely different topic, but I was taking a shower, so I got my hair all done, and I have great ideas in the shower, and this was one that came to me, and I always like to follow my intuition with these episodes. I was really going to talk about just frigging going and doing my birth chart and having my birth chart read, but it's astrology is a little, what I'm learning, it's very in-depth, and I really feel like I can't do it justice explaining it. So I'm going to have the person who did my birth chart on my regular podcast. I'm going to interview her, and you can hear all about like my experience and what it's like to hear about yourself through your birth chart. And it's so much more than just like your sign. That's what most of us know. Like, I'm an Aquarius, and what is an Aquarius like? So much more than that. It's like when you were born, where the moon was, where the sun was, and where all the planets were, and what all that means. And it's fascinating stuff. So it's not going to be today where we talk about that. So, and I just wanted to talk to you about something that I think is common practice that happens when we hold back on things that we really want to do. And when we do that, it really depletes us energy wise. And, when we do things, because what we're doing is when we desire to do something, it's really coming from a deeper place within us. And when we stifle that desire or talk ourselves out of that desire, it deflates us internally. It really does. We don't even realize that that's happening, but other people can feel it. And I know in the case of my student, I could definitely feel it as she was sharing the story with me on a call that we had. So let me tell you what happened with my student. She'll remain anonymous, and I'm sure she's fine with me telling the story, because I think when we go through something and it can help other people, it's so valuable. And that I think we go through things so we can help other people. So she had on her vision board, she and I met, through one of my free workshops, probably a couple of years ago, because I know she went through like four of my free workshops before she came into my program. So she did, based on like her meeting me and me talking about how important it is to put our vision down on paper, she did a vision board about a year and a half ago. And on her vision board, she put that she wanted to get a new car. And she didn't even know what kind of car she wanted. So a lot of vision boards, we have a dream car and we put our dream car down. I did that. And I ended up getting a different car than what was on my board, a better one, because I didn't even have that thought in my head when I first put it down. So she wasn't really sure what she wanted, but she had on her vision board that, you know, she wanted to start, like, I think she had a research car and she had blank placeholders for like make and model and color and that sort of thing. So she put that on her board, and then, you know, she just sat on her vision board, as many things do, for quite some time. And then fast forward to the beginning of September, and she's been going through my program since like May timeframe. So she just finished, she did my 12 weeks. And so we were getting near the end of the 12 weeks. So she was really being so much, she had all this new knowledge that she was putting into practice, tools she was using. all this knowing and awareness of why she was doing the things that she was doing, which is so much of the game, is just being aware of what you're thinking and why you're doing the things you're doing, and really understanding and tuning in to what's coming up for you. So we were on call and she brought up the fact that she was so excited because, and I had, she was actually doing an exercise that I asked my students to do, where she was tracking what sparked her and what didn't spark her over the course of a week. And so what sparked her was pursuing and being intentional with her actions to find this car, whatever that car was going to be. She was like intentionally seeking. She was like going to dealerships. She was test driving cars. She got to the point where she found it. She found that car. She was so excited about it and she was going to do it. She was finally going to just frigging do it. But she decided to ask some friends for input. And that is a common thing. We do that. And we do that because what happens is our critical mind starts to chatter to us. And what our critical mind does is often it is not in agreement with that which sparks us, or that which is within our heart, our gut. It doesn't align with that very often. And some cases, some people more often than others. In my case, in my past, always critical mind got in the way of me leaning into, I didn't even know what I desired. I was so tuned out with it. So at least she knew what she desired. But then she started to question, her critical mind started to question, well, why are you doing this? So some of the things that come up when our critical mind comes into play is like with her in this specific instance, it was like, well, do you really need a car? No, you don't really need a car. And then you start playing the game of, oh, other people need cars more than I do. I'm so lucky. You know, people think abundance means you being grateful for what you have, which is true, but it doesn't mean you should deprive yourself of desires that you want and dreams and things that are better or that you perceive as better that will make you happier. And so she started questioning, like, do I really need this? And what if all these what if scenarios, like what if I pick a car, because she's single, she's on her own. So there, a lot of times we like to ask our spouse, like for their input, like, what do you think? I don't mean to be sexist, but men often have the more mechanical mind, you know? So do we need this checked out? So this is what she did. She asked a friend about what about mechanically, are these kind of cars good cars? So questioning, and you can always take a car to a mechanic to make sure that that box is checked. Yes, it looks like it's in, you know, it's a good car. And my opinion, lemons aren't a make or a model. They're more like an individual car that you just happen to buy that is just randomly a bad apple. And so that bad lemon. So the chances of you getting a car that is a lemon is very, very slim, rare. And then the other thing is, well, why don't I just wait? So like, how about if I wait? Oh, the market, the cars are more expensive now. So what if I wait? Well, we have inflation. Car prices aren't going down, I don't think, anytime soon. And so, you know, it's just the critical mind getting in the way. It's the critical mind preventing you from doing the things that you want to do. And it's just, you got to learn how to recognize that, be aware of it, and then go into the kind of other, you know, the critical mind wants to be negative. So what you need to do is flip it to positive and start to think about all of the things that doing this action, getting the thing that is on your, been on your vision board for a year and a half, the thing that is going to bring you a lot of joy and happiness. Well, what are the positive things? What's the good case scenario instead of the bad case scenario or worst case scenario. How will it make you feel riding in that car every single day and not driving in that whatever beat up old car that you've been driving? So I recently went through this experience about a year ago. I was driving a 9-year-old car and I started to think, is it going to break down? You know, the engine's getting kind of like over 100 miles and I'm going to end up having to spend more money. So for me, it was like a new car wouldn't have those expenses. So, my critical mind wasn't getting in the way. So I went forward and got the car that I wanted and was excited about. And what it brought to me, and I was very fresh off these feelings, so I could understand and put myself in the positive place more easily. So as our coach, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what could it bring you? You know, what good can it bring you versus what bad things could happen or why you shouldn't do it? Why should you do it? Let's think about all the good reasons. But in that process, and what's interesting is what I asked her, why did you need to go seek advice? And that's what we do, right? We go and seek advice. And so it's like your critical mind wants help. It's like your critical mind wants to get some buy-in on that criticism, on that like doubt that you have in your mind. It's like, okay, let me prove my heart, what I desire is wrong. So it goes back to almost not trusting your gut, right? So as we're having this conversation and how she would talk about how she went and looked at the car and how excited she was, and her whole body was enthusiastic, and she had like little, you could see in her face the reflection of like just more excitement, like spark. It's the best way to describe it is like the spark, kind of this lit up feeling. And then she started talking about advice she was getting from her friends. And friends are always gonna, you know, friends do not live in your body. Friends do not know what you're feeling inside. Your friends do not have that gut that you have. So they're not speaking from a gut perspective. They're only speaking from a logic mind, a critical mind's perspective. So they're coming at it from pros and cons. And they're, a lot of friends are, you know, depending on the friend, they're more concerned for you. Is that really money you want to spend? So they ask questions, but, you know, they don't realize that. How many friends, let me ask you this, how many friends say, what's your gut telling you? Not many, right? Because a lot of people aren't in tune with checking in with their gut and making decisions and acting upon our gut. That's not what society has taught us to do. And so we're always going to be, the human mind does that, questions everything. But in our conversation, and I was asking her, like, do you do this? Is this a pattern? You ask and then doubt. And I don't even think I asked her if she doubted, but, you know, do you ask and does that deflate you? Does that keep you from doing and acting on the things that you want to do? And what I always tell my students, and this was such a great example that I just love, and one of the reasons I want to share it too, is the answers are inside of us. But we just never ask ourselves the right questions. We're asking our friends for their opinion. But when you have somebody that kind of is like, I kind of know how the brain works. I mean, so when you have somebody that really understands how the brain works and how it's trying to convince you of taking you away from your gut and listening to your logic brain, and somebody who's been there and done that and made a lot of mistakes along the way, and would have had a totally different trajectory of my life a lot earlier if I listened to my gut. So I asked these questions and I know they know, but oftentimes we just, our typical answer is, I don't know. I don't know why I did that. I just did. But then you keep digging, and she had the answer, and she almost blurted it out, because when you realize, it's like, OMG, of course, I don't trust myself. I'm not trusting my gut. I'm not trusting my desires. I'm not trusting that I can pursue my desires, that I don't need anybody else, that I can do this. And I think sometimes too, when we're on our own, we want that confirmation from somebody else, but we do not need confirmation from somebody else. We have what we need inside of us. And she knew how that car that she had made her feel. Not great when she got in it. I mean, she probably didn't even think about the car when she got in it. You know, you just get in it, you go to the place. But now, and I'm happy to say and report, and I never say what you should do. I never tell my students what they should do. That decision has to come from them. I just ask questions and say, well, how's it going to make you feel if you don't do it? How's it going to make you feel if you do do it? And just ask yourself better questions, or find somebody to ask good questions. And then you go through that processing, being open to what's coming up for you, not just like denying any answers by saying, I don't know, or I've always done that, or I just do it because, you know, and you just really pay attention. You might just need to take a minute to think about it. And whatever it is that's coming to your head right away, the quick response, not the thoughtful, oh, let me think about this and figure it out. You're trying to figure out an answer that's coming from your critical mind. But if you're like, what came up, and you could take a minute to see what comes up, because sometimes you need to process that. But what you want to do is you want to say, when she asked me that question, what was the first thing that came to my mind? What was my gut reaction? Because that gut reaction is what you need to lean into. And so I said, oh yeah, come back and keep us posted on, you know, what your next steps are going to be. You're going to make the decision. She's at a decision point. Wait, move forward. But what is going to spark you most? You know, we don't know how much time we have left in this world. And, you know, I just want to say this because I got a phone call from my husband last night, and somebody he knows was hit by a gravel dump truck yesterday. Now, it's somebody that he knows of, isn't real close friend, but yes, that is like soul shaking when you hear anyone, whether you know them well or not, somebody your age was out in their car going about their merry way, errands being run, and just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and ran into some truck that was bigger than him, and he was killed. So I only say that not to be morbid, but to just impress upon you that you might not have 6 months to get your new car. So why not get it now and enjoy it while it lasts? And maybe that new car is going to have a lot better protection than the one you're driving now that's doesn't have the latest and greatest airbags and all that stuff. So there's all these ways you can go about looking at it and thinking about it. So what she did is she moved forward and got the car. She got the thing that was on her vision board that she desired. And she had, by the way, updated her vision board with the exact car that she wanted. So she made that dream happen. And it not only she could check that off of her vision board, but it gave her this level of confidence that she didn't have before in her own, you know, deciding what her desires were a year and a half ago, and then executing, taking the intentional action to go through the process to get and fulfill that desire. And then understanding, becoming aware of her actions and her thoughts that were really preventing her from pursuing it. And then the knowing of, oh my gosh, I did, I, I, I see this might be a pattern in my life that's been happening before. And if you don't know what the problem is, how can you solve it? Right? And so by taking the action, trusting her gut and moving forward with that which she desired, she trusted her gut. So now she knows, and she's living in that place where she can move forward and trust her gut more often and understand when that critical brain is piping in and going and asking for advice is, you know, not necessarily tuning in with her gut. The way you can tell is when you get advice from somebody and it doesn't make you feel good. And you get advice and you're like, you know, kind of takes the wind out of your sails or deflates you. When you feel those feelings, it's against your gut. That's the knowing in your body that you can tell. And so she has now this experience that she can now, it's a lived experience that she can move forward and be more confident in trusting her gut. So she just friggin' did. She just friggin' bought the damn car. She just friggin' bought the damn car and trusted her gut. And it's a beautiful car. She posted in our group. So pretty. I told her I like, it's a different color than what was on her vision board. I said, I like the one that you got better. Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact match, but it's what I say is it's either that or better. And I think in her case, it was better, but such a great, valuable experience that I wanted to share with you. And I would love to know, what is it that you desire, that you are questioning, that you are allowing your critical mind to interfere and to hold off on that which you can have now? And that you should always trust yourself. Because if it's within you, it means that you're meant to have it. It's not, you're not meant to withhold it from yourself. But we just do that. We don't think we're deserving, or we want to give to others instead of ourselves. But by giving to yourself, you're lit up. By fulfilling a dream, you're lit up. And then it lights up everybody in the room. That's what I say. Because when she now, like she posts and she's happy in the group, what does that do? It like makes other people realize, oh my gosh, I can do that too. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel inspired. So by being this role model of taking that chance, trusting your gut and moving forward, it just inspires other people too. So there's multiple reasons and valuable outcomes of fulfilling your desires. So I hope you got something out of this, and I'd love for you to share with me something. Just email me, check in with me on social media, and tell me what it is that you just friggin' are gonna do this month. All right? Talk to you later.